And now, the rest of the story. During our visit yesterday, you met a remarkable police detective in Titusville, Florida, who happens to be a dog, a German shepherd named Nathan. It's Nathan's nose that knows where fugitives are hiding. The sensitivity of his sense of smell is unbelievable. For cases that would confound the keenest bloodhound are solved apparently effortlessly by this canine sleuth. You have learned how Nathan tracked two armed robbers from the scent of their abandoned caps, how he actually followed the scent of one man to the man's home. You've heard how Nathan can catch the scent of a thief from nothing more than a soft drink can from which the suspect had drunk, and then track that man for miles over sod or pavement. Nathan has done more than catch crooks in his career. He has saved lives. Late last June, police received a call that a despondent young woman had taken an overdose of dangerous pills and fled into the woods. Officers searched for an hour before Nathan was called in, and the dog quickly followed the woman's scent across a railroad track deep into the underbrush and found her just as she was sinking to her knees. But this is the rest of the story. Nathan the German Shepherd is a real German Shepherd, trained by a West German trainer in West Germany, purchased in 1985 through donations from the citizens of Titusville. But when Nathan first arrived around Easter time of that year, before he began his detective work on the force, the dog disappeared, broke his leash, and ran off into the woods. His new handler, police detective Bobby Mutter, whistled and called for his canine colleague, but Nathan did not come. So Mutter went back to the station, told fellow policemen that their new detective was AWOL. Everyone in the department was aware of the investment that Nathan represented. The dog must be recovered as quickly as possible, they agreed. After all, these parts were strange to him, filled with hazards that, well, they might not be hazards for local dogs, but certainly might be for him. And thus began what would later be called the Great Easter Dog Hunt of 1985. Searchers scoured the forest by sunlight and by night, by flashlight, and still, no Nathan. And the hours became days, and Nathan's chances for survival grew less and less. But the search continued. The woods rang with the cries of, "Here, Nathan, here, boy, here, Nathan." And still this imported tracking dog refused to be tracked down. Now, on the eighth day of the Great Easter Dog Hunt, Nathan was found alive. Actually, he turned himself in. Because, you see, early in the search, the searchers realized that they were no match for such a clever animal who wanted to stay lost. So the Titusville Police Department contacted Nathan's trainer in West Germany, and the trainer sent a transatlantic parcel containing a coat that he had worn, and receiving it, Titusville police put the coat on a man and a man on a nearby front porch. And Nathan came out of the forest to greet whom he thought was an old friend. How Nathan had picked up the subtle scent of his old master from perhaps miles away, no one can satisfactorily explain, but Nathan did. Alone in a strange new country, he sought the only man he truly trusted, and thus, impelled by a distant memory and lured by love, Nathan came home. Now, you know the rest of the story.